Hi, folks. This is Andy Alford, the host of the podcast All Andy Alford, letting you know that our shows are on Facebook Live as well as right here on the Spotify Podcast Network. So all shows are unedited, uncensored, and full of content. So sit back, relax, and enjoy the show. And why not? Follow us on X, which is at All Andy Alford. It is at All Andy Alford. And when you want a chance to watch the show, find us on Facebook. At All Andy Alford. It's our fish, our fight. The quest for the Kelly Cup continues for our Toledo Walleye. And you can hear all the coverage right here on All Andy Alford. As we have a special post-game edition of All Andy Alford. Every Walleye playoff game. Hear Andy's thoughts on what happened on the ice. Hear exclusive thoughts and opinion from Wes Carr, who was in the stadium with our fish. Every Walleye playoff game is a special post-game edition of All Andy Alford right here on the All Andy Alford Podcast Network and on Facebook Live. It's our fish, our fight. Let's go, Walleye.
All Andy Alford.
And a shot and a goal.
54 runs in the span of three. Shut out. Dumbino.
A hit to a home run.
Go.
Jeff. That's way back.
Put some extra relish on my hot dog.
Bear down, Chicago Bears.
Choo choo, it's time for All Andy Alford.
Well, well, well. Welcome back to another week. A post-game shows. Welcome back to another series that is just absolutely amazing to me. Absolutely amazing of how good this team is performing. How well they're standing their own ground. Yeah, I got a little bit of a playoff beer going on right now. A little scruffle. But you know what? It's our fish, our fight. The Walleye continue their march to the Kelly Cup. And I'll tell you this much, tonight's game, the score doesn't make what tonight's game was. It really doesn't. You look at tonight's game, tonight's score, and you're going to say to yourself, oh, it was a blowout. You kind of figure this game was closer than everybody thinks. And you are watching and listening to a special edition of All Andy Alford, our post-game show right here on the All Andy Alford Network, whether it be on Apple Music, Google Podcasts, Spotify, Stitcher, Bleaker, however you listen to this podcast, wherever and whenever you listen to the show, thank you so much for tuning into the podcast tonight as we are at 10 o'clock, a little after 10 o'clock right now, here in the Man Cave Studios. The game has just gone final about 10 minutes ago. We were listening, trying to get some more audio and listening into some of the post-game remarks before we went on the air tonight. But the Fish, a huge win tonight at West Banco Arena in front of only 1,500 fans at West Banco Arena. And I'll make a mention of that really quickly right off the bat. But we're going to get into this whole game tonight. We're going to talk about what this game meant tonight. We're going to also dive into what we're looking forward to for game four. We're also going to hopefully get Wes Carr in for tonight so he can give us his thoughts on what he saw tonight as he was in town tonight watching the game, not at West Banco Arena. He was in town watching the game. So another set of eyes. Got a chance to watch it. First of all, before we begin, I want to give a little bit of a negative plug to the Hollywood Casino. Now, the Hollywood Casino has been a big sponsor of the Walleye for the longest period of time. Tonight, my wife and I were headed down to there to watch the game because we tried to get to Fleetwoods. Fleetwoods was packed. Frickers is packed. All downtown is packed because it's been an 80-degree day here in Toledo. So we couldn't get a chance. We went down to the casino figuring that, you know, they've shown the finals and they've shown every Walleye post-game playoff game. And any time that the Walleye have been on, they've been showing the games on when we're at the casino. tonight we get to the casino. The Bruins and Panther game's on. Cleveland's game with Belleville's on tonight. By the way, they're in overtime right now as we speak. And they are showing Oakland and Texas, the second game of the doubleheader. Now, I couldn't get anybody in the lounge areas to flag them down to put them on, but I noticed it was all DirecTVs in the casino. All DirecTVs in the casino. If you're promoting Hollywood Casino in the ballparks as well as at Huntington Center, why aren't you showing the games? It's a good resource. You get people coming in to drink, people coming in to gamble, people coming in to eat. Why aren't you promoting? Why don't you put the game on? It just doesn't make any sense when you're promoting DirecTV and those other games, but you're not supporting the local team that you are putting your advertising dollars in. It's absolutely ridiculous. So I give a thumbs down to the Hollywood Casino because of that. It made me have to go home and try to find a few things. And I found the game. We were listening to the game on the way back. We listened to the first period. It was 2-1. Got a chance to watch the second and third. Finally watched the full game. And let me just tell you something. This team finds a way, you know, to, you know, put the opposition on the ropes, but somehow, some way, the opposition returns the favor. And they come back. It can either be a two-goal deficit at the most in these last few games. A two-goal deficit. But tonight's game, I'm just astounded. And it continues the winning streak at 21 games. 21 games in a row that this Walleye team has won. Dating back to the regular season. From the first loss, that last loss against South Carolina when they lost with 5 seconds to go in the game. It is just it's just absolutely amazing to see how this team is continuing to rattle out these wins. Rattling off here, there, and everywhere. And tonight was no exception. You had 1,500 fans at West Banco Arena. And again, I will say this again. Wednesday night in Wheeling, West Virginia, not a great crowd. You knew that they were going to, the team, that Wheeling was going to come out strong. They came out strong in the first few minutes of this game. They gave everything to John Lethemon, and the Walleye held strong. They came out peppering Lethemon, and Johnny did a great job. He did it honestly a great job. And it was a bad break to start it all off for Wheeling. Sawchuk goes into the zone, gets the puck off of a bad break, takes it in, beats the goaltender, Caster. It's 1-0 Fish. And you're feeling on a roll a little bit. You're on a roll a little bit, and you're feeling, oh, you know, they got something going. And then Sam Craigs, his fifth of the season. From Sawchuk and Papavesits. It's 2-0 Fish. And you're saying to yourself, okay, when is Wheeling going to start, you know, making that comeback? You know, we all know that they somehow, some way, always try to make a comeback. No matter what the situation is, they have always fought back. No matter what the situation, whether it be from the Indianapolis series to the game one and game two series of our series right now. They've always seemed to, you know, chip and chip and chip and chip away, and it did capitalize with them. And Matt Koopman gets his fourth of the season for Katerra. It's a 2-1 Fish lead, but then Brandon Cruz from the faceoff. Sam Craigs wins the faceoff. Cruz then tucks it into the zone and buries it past Caster. It's 3-1 Fish after 20 minutes of play. And that goal for Cruz was a huge goal because you have now the momentum going into the intermission. You have them on the ropes. I, at that point, said to myself, okay, you got them on the ropes. Finish the job. And they did finish the job. They did finish the job. With a 5-on-3 power play. A 5-on-3. And I told my wife watching this game, If they don't score on the 5-on-3, they don't deserve to win this game. They don't deserve to win this game if they don't score on the 5-on-3. And what happens? The mayor, the man, Mr. Hockey News himself, Mr. Hockey News himself, Mr. Hockey News himself, the mayor, mayor on duty, fucking capitalizes with a shot that I can't even make in NHL 24. Hawkins finds a way. He finds a way, and Caster was just standing straight up. He had no opportunity to stop that. No opportunity to stop that. Hawkins on the power play again from Sawchuk and Lewandowski. It's 4-1 fish. And I'm saying, we got him. We got him. We got him. But then, David Drake, at the 7:03 mark of the frame, from Cheskowski and Martel, it's 4-2. Okay. And you figured that the fish have to respond out of this, out of that goal. Giving up that goal, making it a 2-goal deficit, and Sawchuk again, his second of the night, 6 of the playoffs from Wilms and Craigs at the 11:28 mark, 5-2. Now you're saying to yourself, okay, is Wheeling going to respond? They do respond. And this goal, you know, Lethemann was upset by it. And Strack and Melzak did the right thing. They called it right. Johnny did not have any chance, did not have an opportunity to, you know, to cover it. That puck was still open and it was still available. Absolutely still open and still available. And Katera gets the goal. His first of the playoffs. Buries it past John Lethemann. The referees looked at it. No goaltender interference was called. No goaltender interference was needed in that play. From Buns and Mats, it's 5-3 Nailers. 5-3 Nailers after 40 minutes of play. Now, you look at it, and by the way, after the Sawchuk goal, Sparks comes in. The backup, Garrett Sparks. From Wilkes-Barre Scranton. Comes in. Gets relieved. Giolito puts shots on him. They only put 2 in the frame. They put more shots on him in the third period. 7 shots in that frame. In the third period. And the right thing to do for Toledo was just to play the time card. Play the time card, burn time down, see what happens, get an opportunity to put the game away and take the get the 3-0 lead. And Doucette gets his first from Sawchuk into the empty net. It's 6-3 fish, a 3-goal lead. And then not even a few minutes later, few seconds later, Sam Craigs puts the exclamation point on the game with his 6 from Santazzo and Anderson. And that was the final tonight at West Banco Arena. Our fish, 7, Wheeling 3. A 4-goal lead win for the fish tonight. And I'm going to say this. A desperate team Wheeling was. They came out playing strong in the first few shifts, but the fish held on, and Wheeling was baiting them the whole game, to get down to their level, and Toledo stood strong. They kept playing Toledo hockey, and I gotta give them commendments and congratulations for that, because if they went to Wheeling's level, I think Wheeling would have won this game. Plain and simple. If they would have, you know, but my question, I have a couple things to, you know, ask about right now. First of all, Lewandowski. Lewandowski goes out in the middle of the second period, does not return for the rest of the game. I wonder what his status is going to be for game four out of the situation. Number two, I want to know, I would like to see this Walleye team give opportunities on Sparks, on Garrett Sparks. Because what I saw in the third period, if Derek Armey goes with Sparks in the third in this fourth game, this Pomo, this big game, I'm a little worried on that. Because Garrett could honestly derail the Fish. He was strong in this third in the third period that he played. He played very, very well. And that's what's worrying me now. Will Armey go with him for game four? And that's one of the key things I'm looking at game four. Will Derek Armey go with Sparks in game four? If he does, it's going to be interesting. Because Toledo is going to go up against basically an AHL and NHL goaltender. Caster did not play well, has not played well these last three games against Toledo. Tonight alone, he was 16 for 21. Save percentage of a .834. Not good. Absolutely not good for JC Caster. He played 31 minutes and he was relieved by Garrett Sparks, who was a perfect 7 for 7. Who played 27 minutes in the game. Lethemann, a gem of a game. 19 of 22. If you look at it in the aspects, you look at it in the aspects that Lethemann stood the ground, save percentage of a .925. Fantastic outing for Johnny. Fantastic. Do you go to him for game four? My question. Because they've been rotating between Bednar and Lethemann. Do you go to Johnny for game four to finish the job? Or do you sit him, bet Bednar play for game four? Because if he goes to game five on Saturday, you have John fresh for 2 days, an opportunity to possibly finish the job. Because if they win Friday, they're resting. And I have a beef a little bit on the ECHL about their scheduling for the next round if Toledo makes the next round, as they're up 3-0 in the series. I have a little bit of beef on the ECHL with that, but I'll get to that in just a sec. But again, 1,496 in attendance, 2 hours, 35 minutes took to play the game tonight at WesBanco Arena. By the way, the Fish special teams, that was what the key of this game was. Absolutely, the special teams was there. 3 for 5 on the power play tonight. 3 for 5. Including the big 5-on-3 goal that put the game, in my opinion, away. Gave Toledo the little bit of the sigh of relief. Especially the Hawkins goal. That Hawkins goal, I still am watching. I still keep looking at that. And I just can't believe Caster never went down. It just went right through him so quick. It's unbelievable. Toledo had 8 minutes in penalties. Wheeling had 12 minutes in penalties. And like I said, Wheeling was 0-for-3 on the power play. Toledo was 3-for-5 on the power play tonight. Toledo outshot Wheeling in the game 30-22, and they put 7 goals on net tonight. So 30 goals. So they were 23 of 30 between the two, between Jason Caster and Garrett Sparks in the net. So a great effort. The 3 stars of the game, Quintera Sarah, the number 3 star for Wheeling. Sam Craig's the number 2 star. Sawchuk, the number 1 star. He deserves it. He is the first Walleye player to have a 5-point night in a playoff game with 2 goals, 3 assists, 5-point night for him. Tremendous night for Riley Sawchuk, and the tip of a hat for that as well, too. By the way, the referees tonight was Yannick Jobin Masood, the number 30, and Chad Ingles, was number 15. They were the referees on the ice tonight at WesBanco Arena as the Fish, a huge 5-3 win. So now the question, I am posing this to you as you are watching us on Facebook Live as well as on our Twitter accounts, as well as on the plethora of platforms listening to us on the Spotify Podcast Network, whether it be on Apple Music, Google Podcasts, Spotify, Stitcher, Bleaker, however you listen to our podcast, wherever and whenever you're listening. My question to you, can the Fish take another sweep? My theory is this. My theory is this. It is on the table now. You have to put it on the table. But Wheeling is going to be playing tough now. They're a desperate team. They were desperate tonight. They're going to go the extra length now on Friday night. 7:10 puck drop at West Banco. They're going to go the extra length. And my fear is that Toledo is going to be ready for it. But like I said, I don't want them to go down to Wheeling's level. If they go down to Wheeling's level, that's what's going to scare me. And they could possibly lose this game and lose the winning streak. And it doesn't matter about the winning streak now for me. I don't care about the winning streak. I know 21 games is a massive accomplishment. You know, winning streaks, they come and go. Championships live forever. And in the words of Derek Armey, he said it in his, after the series win against Indianapolis, he said, pardon my language, but he said, let's go fucking fishing. Well, Derek, you're in the boat and you're down 3-0. And the water's sinking the boat. What are you going to do? What are you going to do in this game? What are you going to do in this series? Because I think he is going to be throwing everything now at this. These are, like I said, must-win games. And Toledo has to win one game out of the possible four more that they have left to technically play. They win on Friday. Its series is over. We now move on to the Western Conference Final. And that's what I'm going to get into now. As you can see, I am wearing my orange for the Kansas City Mavericks. I'm still rooting for the Fish. I poured the orange tonight because I wanted to wear the orange. But my fear is this, okay? ECHL has come out with what the playoff situation will be for the Western Conference Final if Toledo makes it to the playoff picture. If it becomes Idaho to play Toledo in the Western Conference Final, it is the traditional 2-3-2 series. Toledo will get games 1 and 2, and then they will go to Idaho for 3, 4, and possibly 5, with games 6 and 7 at the Huntington Center. And now you're thinking to yourself, oh, that's great. Absolutely great. Here's where it becomes a little bit fishy. Kansas City, if Toledo plays Kansas City in the Western Conference Final, it will be game 1 and game 2 in Toledo. Game 3 would be in Toledo. I repeat myself again. Game 1, game 2, and game 3 would be played at the Huntington Center. And the final four games of the playoffs would be played in Kansas City at the Maverick Center. I look at that, and I'm rooting for Idaho more than ever. To get four games at the Huntington Center would be great. You get three at the Huntington Center with a Kansas City series win. So if you're a Walleye fan, you're rooting for Idaho in the series because Kansas City, it would be bad, for Toledo because they would not get an opportunity to technically win the series in Toledo. Because think about this. If Toledo does move on from the Wheeling series and they play the first three games at the Huntington Center and Kansas City takes at least one of those games at the Huntington Center, either 1, 2, or 3, Kansas City has the opportunity to close it out at home. And it's an even two if Toledo wins all three games. They go back to Kansas City, and Kansas City could still win the series in four games. So it's a no-win situation when it comes to Toledo in the playoff run. If they play Kansas City, who are the Brabham Cup champions, the best record in all the ECHL, you're looking at this series. You're looking at that next series as a possible series that you're not going to win because of the fact that you're playing four games in Kansas City, four consecutive games in Kansas City because of building availability. Because of building availability. Gotta love the summer. So if you're a Walleye fan like I am, I'm rooting for Idaho in the series. And it doesn't help right now. Because Kansas City right now, as we look around the East Coast Hockey League, Kansas City's up 5-1 on the Idaho Steelheads in Idaho. As that series is tied at one game apiece. 5:58 to go in the second. So let's go Steelheads. The other game happening, Adirondack and Norfolk just went final. Overtime, Adirondack in Norfolk gets a 2-1 win and cuts the series lead to 2-1 in favor of Norfolk. So there's that. The winner of that series will play the winner of Orlando, Florida. And Florida is, you know, still dominant in the series. They took the first two games of the series against Orlando. And Florida's getting hot at the right time, which is scaring me. And they're in Orlando tomorrow night for the 7 o'clock drop. And then, like I said, everybody basically, three out of the four teams will be playing Friday. So there's that. So, as you are watching and listening to a special post-game edition of All Andy Elford tonight right here on the All Andy Elford Network, whether it be on Apple Music, Google Podcasts, Spotify, Stitcher, Bleaker, however you're listening, wherever and whenever you're listening, thank you for tuning in as well as watching us on Facebook Live. So again, I posed a question to the viewers out here on Facebook Live as well as on the podcast on the Spotify Podcast Network. Do you feel that Toledo will take this series and sweep this series? Because right now, I am 50-50 on it right now. I have, like I said, I don't care about the winning streak anymore. I know 21 games is absolutely amazing, dating back to the regular season this year. But the thing is, streaks come and go. Championships will live forever. And this is where, you know, this is when it's time. And my thing is, too, of this. Do you want this losing streak to end in the Western Conference Final against Kansas City to be the marking of the end of the season for the Fish? Because that's my fear. That is my huge fear, that the Walleye are going to somehow, some way, not get any wins against Kansas City. Because Kansas City's really good. I'm just going to say that right now. Kansas City is really very good. They're top tier in the East Coast Hockey League. Can Toledo do it? They can, but I'd rather have the Idaho matchup. So again, if you're a Fish fan, you're rooting for Idaho because you get that traditional 2-3-2 situation. Games 1 and 2 at the Huntington Center, 3 and 4 out in Idaho with game 5 in Idaho. And then if it's possible to come back to the Huntington Center, game 6 and 7. Don't you want that? Because if you go to you play Kansas City, you get game 1, game 2, and game 3 against Kansas City. And then after that, it's four consecutive games in the Maverick Center in Kansas City. So what do you want? In the words of the guy from The Notebook, what do you want? For me, I want Idaho. I want the Steelheads to win their series, but it's not going to happen as of right now. They're down 5-1 after 40 minutes of play against the Brabham Cup champion, Kansas City Mavericks. So there's that. Briefly, as we look around the East Coast Hockey League, around the rest of the NHL as well as the AHL. Of course, the Monsters playing the Belleville Senators tonight at Rocket Mortgage Fieldhouse. By the way, Bruins lose to the Panthers tonight 6-1. That is a shocking loss. A beat up. And the series is tied at one game apiece. It's 1-0 Oilers as we hit the halfway mark of the first period. Ranger game last night was pretty good. Double overtime. Seeing them getting the win, they take a 2-0 lead going into Carolina tomorrow night, as well as game number two for Colorado and Dallas, and Colorado being that big win, taking that series lead. It's huge. It's absolutely huge. So it's a great time to be a hockey fan. It's an absolute great time to be a hockey fan. We're about a minute left to go in overtime, in the first overtime at Rocket Mortgage, and it's 2-2 between the Belleville Senators and the Cleveland Monsters. This game might be going to double overtime. This game might be going to double overtime. I like it. Milwaukee up 5-3 on Texas right now. Milwaukee playing for their life at the 6:24 mark of the game. Coachella's up 2-1 on Calgary. Final, Hartford a winner 3-2 over Providence. Lehigh Valley a 2-0 win over Hershey. If you've seen that Hershey, look up the Hershey-Lehigh Valley playoff game from last night. The date, by the way, the date today is the 8th, so from the 7th. Look up that playoff game. Look at the last few minutes of that game. 168 minutes in penalties at the end of the game. If you like something like that, go ahead, turn it on. So there's that. Yeah, we're going to a double overtime in Cleveland between Belleville and the Cleveland Monsters as it is tied at 2 apiece after 80 minutes of hockey. 80 minutes of hockey. Oh yeah, we are headed to double overtime at Rocket Mortgage Fieldhouse with regarding of that. Also, other sports notes to pass along. Of course, Cavs losing yesterday to the Celtics. Bad loss, but you know, you kind of figured Boston was going to play strong on that. Brian Wrightson, one of the best things I ever witnessed in person was the Monsters sweeping Hershey to win the cup. I remember watching that game, Brian. I remember you being there and telling me about it. It was awesome. It's awesome to watch that and to win that in overtime. It would be Zach Werenski getting part of that team with Josh Anderson and Jonas Korpisalo and all that. I remember that. That was a great run. Cleveland beats the Tigers today 5-4. The Tigers get ready for a series against Houston. They'll play Houston for four straight games, starting on Friday, for three games against Houston on Friday and Saturday and Sunday before they welcome in the Marlins for three straight. While the Guardians, after the win today, will go to the South Side for a four-game series against the White Sox. The Reds fell to the Diamondbacks today 4-3. They play the Diamondbacks tomorrow at 1:10 before they hit the road to go to San Francisco for three games. Then they go to LA to play the Dodgers for three, and then they go to Arizona for three. Like I said, it's murderer's row when it comes for the Reds. The Mudhens today a loser to the St. Paul Saints by the score of 11-6. Not a good outing for the Mudhens as they went deep into their bullpen. It was not a great showing for them in that realm. So there's that all for you. Those are some of the sporting news and notes to pass along for you tonight. We're trying to get Wes Carr to come into the podcast tonight. Here in just a second. And we'll get him patched into the board here in just a few minutes to get his talk his take on tonight's game. If we can get him on the podcast, as we try to get him on every podcast during our post-game show. But like I said, huge win for the Fish tonight in Wheeling. They now play Wheeling on Friday night, 7-10 puck drop for that game on Friday night. Huge win tonight, 7-3. And the Walleye you look at it, and it was just a good game. Honestly, it was a good game in all aspects. So we're going to get Wes Carr here in just a few seconds. All right, of course, it is that time of the night during our post-game show right here on the All Andy Alford Podcast Network to welcome in our Walleye guru, as I call him. He is Wes Carr joining us into the podcast tonight. Wes, good evening to you. Good win tonight. How do you feel about this win tonight?
I'm pretty happy with it. It was pretty dominant. So can only look forward to this week.
So you now feel, do you feel, I was posing this question on the show tonight. I said, do you feel confident that this game on Friday is going to be a sweep for the Fish? Or do you feel like Wheeling is going to be coming out strong and possibly, you know, end the streak and get a win out of this series?
Wheeling seemed to come back every time, you know, it looked like while I had it, you know, didn't look like they were gonna do anything, but I think after tonight, it should be a sweep.
I was saying that, you know, the first couple shifts that Wheeling had, they looked like they were playing very, very desperate. They were peppering John Lethemon for everything that they could get on him to try to get something into the back of the net, to try to get the momentum. But, you know, you had, you know, Sawchuk then capitalizing and, you know, getting the bad break and then putting it in the back of the net past Caster, and it was 1-0, and you kind of felt like you could breathe a little easy because the Walleye felt like they went through the rush of Wheeling trying to play desperate and trying to, you know, get the upper hand on them, but the Walleye played it strong, and, you know, they took that early lead, and, you know, I felt like this game tonight was more of a complete game for the Walleye. Wes, and I wanted your opinion about it as well too. Do you feel like this was from head to toe the Walleye setting the dominance in this game tonight?
Other than that shorthanded goal, that was like the only mistake throughout the whole game, pretty much, in my opinion. Mm-hmm. So I guess, and then, you know, if they would have kept Caster in, could have been more than 7.
But I was saying this on the show tonight, Wes. It felt like Wheeling was goading Toledo to play at their level with the cheap shots and the checks, and, you know, baiting the Walleye. The Walleye never took any of that bait, and they played their own game. And, you know, it helped them tremendously because every chance that Wheeling was trying to, you know, bait them, they were getting called for a penalty, and the special teams just absolutely capitalized on them. And I want your opinion about it. Do you think that goal that Brandon Hawkins had on the 5-on-3 and Caster just was standing up, do you think Caster had any opportunity to stop that? I don't think he did.
No, I don't think he did either.
Because that shot just came so quick, and he had no time to react to go down to try to stop it. He had no opportunity to stop it, and it just went right into the back of the net, and he scored. I was like, oh my God, I can't believe You know, he just stood there like the house on the side of the road, and the puck just went right into the net. And it was absolutely amazing. It was absolutely amazing to see. You know, the question I have now, I'm saying this on the show tonight that, you know, you had him on the ropes, but we had him on the ropes so many times to put the dagger in before the third period, before they put those two empty nets in. Wes, and then Wheeling just kept finding a way to, you know, make it a two-goal game. And then Toledo answers, but then Wheeling comes back to try to make it a two-goal game. I was saying this, and I'm going to ask you this too. Do you feel like Wheeling is going to be doing that same kind of play when we get into game four on Friday night?
Yeah, I think so. We just need to do what we do tonight. Hopefully, have it not be more of a back and forth and just be all shutting it down.
Mm-hmm.
It'd be nice.
Do you think that they'll continue to go with the two goalie method, or do you think that they now need to go with John to finish it out in game four, or do you think that they'll go with Bednar in game four?
I'd probably go with Bednar. I mean, just to keep it going with the back and forth, how they have.
Because I was thinking this, and I said it on the show tonight. When Sparks came in, Toledo couldn't find the answer. So do you think that Derek Army will start that Garrett Sparks for game four to try to get a quote-unquote spark in his offense to go? Because Garrett Sparks, Wes, you know, he's got NHL experience and AHL experience, and Toledo hasn't played anybody in that kind of a caliber goaltending since the regular season. So do you think that Derek's probably going to go with something in that kind of a realm?
I can see him being first starting the next game.
I mean, he went 7-for-7. He stopped all 7 shots that he fought on in the third period that he fought on. And, you know, you look at Caster did not do well. He hasn't done well in the first 3 games of the series. And, quote unquote, you want to have a spark going, they might need to go to spark in the game. Do you feel like, I would say this, are you a little worried that they might not have Mitchell Lewandowski for game four?
I must have missed something on Lewandowski.
Lewandowski took the cross check that drew the 5-on-3 power play. However, he came out of the game in the middle of the second period. The trainers took him down the tunnel. Brad Frederick came back on the bench, but Lewandowski did not come back on the ice for the remainder of the game. So my fear is that he might be, it could be something injured, it could be an injury. But I think Keenan came into the role and filled in perfectly on that top line with Hawkins and Bliss. You know, and Lewandowski has been a catalyst throughout this series, you know, getting those key goals and helping out on the top line. But, you know, there's so many guys that are waiting to get back onto the ice, like Grisak and a few others. So I think, Wes, and this is, I want your opinion about this too. If Lewandowski does go down with an injury and they put him on the IR, I think the Walleye are in good shape to, you know, keep Keenan at the top line and work their way through. But I want your take on that.
It'll be the next man up mentality. So I think a little plug and play going on. So I think good all around team. So hopefully it'll just be a minor inconvenience and not anything serious.
So hopefully it's just a minor thing. You know, it's just a precautionary measure to get him out there. But like I said, with you earlier, you know, the 5-on-3 really helped out the cause. I felt like when Hawkins put that puck into the back of the net, it basically put the knife into the Nailer's chest for the game. And then everything else after that, they tried to pull the knife out of their chest. They couldn't do it. And Toledo just kept twisting and just basically killed the Nailers out of that game 3. So game 4 is set for Friday. And I brought it up too, Wes. 1,405 was the attendance tonight at West Bank Arena. 1,405.
Wow.
1,000 people. Again, and I think it's gonna be a bigger house Friday and Saturday, especially with more Walleye fans are gonna be making that trek. But you know, I'll tell you this, and I said it on the show. For me now, I don't really care about the streak. The streak, I know, 21 games. It's great. It's fantastic. But my thing is, streaks come and go, but championships live forever. So bear in mind, if we lose a game against Wheeling in game 4, or if we lose a game against either Kansas City or Idaho, the streak will live forever, but the overall success is where we need to go, and that's winning this Kelly Cup. Are you in agreement with that?
Yeah. Streak is nice, but in the end, I'll take a loss if it means in the end,
absolutely. Absolutely. Do you have any key to going in for the fish for game 4, or what do you want to see the Walleye do going into game 4 for to possibly finish this series against the Wheeling Nailers? What is your key for game 4 for them?
I think the key would be Wheeling third part, how they'll attacking wise. And if they can end up scoring first, will probably be the big key.
Yeah, and just try to keep peppering Sparks to try to find something into the bat, because 7 shots on goal tonight on him. You know, it's an easy cakewalk for him. If they do go with him and they start him for game 4, Toledo just needs to start. They need to set the tone. They really need to set the tone. So we'll see. We'll absolutely see what happens. Yep. So if the Walleye sweep on Friday, can I count you in to sing Country Road, Take Me Home on this podcast on Friday night?
Probably not. I don't have that good of time to lose.
I know, but can I count you though in to recap game 4 for me though?
Oh yeah, definitely.
All right, perfect. Well, thank you, Wes. Thank you for coming on. I know it's a little late for you tonight, but Fish a big win tonight, 7-3 over the Nailers, and hope to talk to you again on Friday night for possibly a sweep against Wheeling.
All right. Sounds good, Andy. All right, thanks, Wes.
I'll talk to you later.
Okay.
All right, thanks. Okay. That was Wes Carr joining us on All Andy Alford tonight, as this is the special post. Just heard Wes Carr, a huge win for the Fish tonight as they get the huge win, 7-3 over the Wheeling Nailers. We're going to recap it again for you right here. We'll take our final questions and comments as we get into the recap of Game 3 at West Banco Arena. The Walleye, a huge win over Wheeling tonight by the score of 7-3. It opened up, like I said, Wheeling putting an extra charge in this game. you know, coming out strong in the first few minutes, the first few shifts. But Riley Sawchuk taking a bad break pass that Wheeling had and coming down into the in the Wheeling zone, beating Jason Caster, getting his fifth of the campaign, making it a 1-0 fish lead at the 2:44 mark of the first period. And then on the power play, Sam Craigs capitalizing, beating Jason Caster again from Sawchuk and Papavesants on the power play. It was 2-0 Walleye. And like Wes was mentioning, the shorthanded goal really killed the Walleye a little bit in that first period as Matt Koopman gets his fourth of the season from Quintero shorthanded at the 15-18 mark of the period, cutting the deficit to 1. It was 2-1. But then on a face-off win from the Walleye, Craigs gets pushed down. Cruz gets the puck, skates it in front of Caster, and beats Jason Caster for his second of the season. And it was 3-1 fish after 20 minutes of play as Sam Craigs gets the assist, his fourth of the season. On the power play in the third period, a lot of back and forth action as Mitchell Lewandowski takes a hard cross check in front of the net, and it drew a bit of a crowd, but the Walleye get a 5-on-3 power play out of the situation, and Brandon Hawkins from the faceoff dot buries his fourth of the playoffs from Sawchuk and Lewandowski, as Lewandowski was not, like I said, was not at 100% in that power play on the 5-on-3. He comes off the ice after that, does not return for the remainder of the game. The Fish take a huge 4-1 lead, but then David Drake buries it past John Lethemon, left wide open from Sivachowski, and Martel makes it a 4-2 Fish lead. And then again on the power play, Riley Sawchuk from point blank range beats Jason Caster, and it's a huge 5-2 Fish lead. The Nailers then pull Jason Caster after the fifth goal and put in Garrett Sparks. Sparks comes into the game and provides some spark for the Nailers as he stops everything that he fought after the Caster release. And Wheeling then capitalizes the 14:58 mark of the period. Quintero gets his first from Buns and Matt. And that puck was still loose in front of John Lethemon. Lethemon was calling for goaltender interference. The referees reviewed it. Did not go in his favor. It went into the back of the net. Fish were up 5-3. But then in the third, the Walleye played keep away, played strong, held their own against Wheeling in the third period. As Doucette puts into the first empty netter from Sawchuk, it's 6-3 Walleye. And then Craigs puts the exclamation point in the game, his sixth of the season, second of the game from Santazzo and Anderson. And that was the final at West Banco Arena. The Walleye, a huge 7-3 win tonight. Toledo out shooting Wheeling in the game, 30-22 on the power play. Toledo 3-for-5. Wheeling 0-for-3 as Wheeling had 12 minutes in penalties. Toledo had 8 minutes in penalties in the game. The three stars of the game, Quintero, the number 3 star. Sam Craigs, the number 2 star. Riley Sawchuk, the number 1 star. And with Sawchuk, he had a 5-point night tonight. Sawchuk, 2 goals, 3 assists, 5.9, a plus 1 on the ice as John Lethemon stopping 19 of 22, save percentage of a point, 925. For Wheeling, it was Jason Caster who started, stopped 16 of 21, save percentage of a point, 821. 821 was the save percentage. Garrett Sparks comes in relief, stops all 7 shots he faced in front of 1,496 at West Banco Arena. 2 hours and 35 minutes took to play the game tonight at West Banco Arena. And it was, like I said, the goal that was scored at the 5:02 mark of the period. The Quintero goal was reviewed, and it was deemed a good goal. So the Walleye, huge win, 7-3, taking 3-0 series lead against the Wheeling Nailers. Now, again, like I mentioned before, earlier on Saturday night, we are still planning to possibly do a podcast Friday night. I have some conflicting scheduling right now. If the Walleye sweep Wheeling, we will have a special post-game edition. Again, for the celebration for the Central Division Championship. And again, it goes back to, yet again, who the Walleye will play if they win the series against Wheeling. Will it be Kansas City or Idaho? The series right now is in favor of Kansas City, as they're right now up on Idaho right now in the game that they're playing right now, 5-1. Series is tied at one game apiece, as they're playing right now into the third period. Adirondack with a overtime win tonight over Norfolk, 2-1 in that realm. Also, tomorrow night, it will be Orlando hosting Florida. Florida up 2-0 on the Orlando Solar Bears. Again, to reiterate as well, too, right now, as we hit into start of double overtime at Rocket Mortgage Fieldhouse, the Belleville Senators 2, the Cleveland Monsters 2. That is what we're at right now at the start of double overtime in Rocket Mortgage Fieldhouse. The pivotal game 3 between both teams. Series is tied at 1-1. And they just scored. The Monsters have just scored. It has just gone final in double overtime. Owen Sillinger, at the 4:41 mark of the period, has won the game for the Cleveland Monsters by the score of 3-2. They take a 2-1 series lead over the Belleville Senators. From Dirichek and Pavlak at the 4:41 mark of double overtime, Monsters win. Monsters win. That's 2 wins tonight for yours truly, the Walleye and the Monsters. A huge win tonight. They take a 2-1 series lead going into Game 3 Friday night at Rocket Mortgage Fieldhouse. Unbelievable. That has just came across the wire. Wow. Unbelievable. Coachella up 2-1 on Calgary right now. Ontario is down 2-0 to Asparov. Milwaukee staves off elimination tonight with a 5-3 win over Texas. They're down 2-1. Hartford a 2-3-2 win over Providence. And Lehigh Valley a 2-0 win over Hershey in the game. They're down 2-1 in that series there. Boston loses to Florida tonight 6-1. It's still 1-0 Edmonton as we now hit the end of the first period of the game. Tigers again lose to the Guardians. They will now open up a series against Houston, while the Guardians will go to the south side of Chicago. The Reds lose today to the Diamondbacks. They will play the Diamondbacks tomorrow and play San Francisco in San Francisco starting Friday night as well. Cavs lose to the Celtics. They'll play the Celtics tomorrow night, 8 o'clock tip on TNT. And that's all of sports right now. Of course, LPGA golf tomorrow, the Founders Cup will be starting, as well as PGA action as well. But the Fish, huge win tonight, 7-3 over the Wheeling Nailers as they take a 3-0 series lead over the Nailers. Game time Friday night, 7:10 puck drop. Again, we will have a post-game show. If Toledo wins on Friday night, we will have a special post-game edition of All Andy Alford to recap the series and to preview the series ahead for the Fish. If they do not win on Friday night, they will have Game 5 at Wheeling on Saturday night, 7:10. If that series, if they find their way to take a 3-2 series lead still, Game 6 Monday night at the Bank Tank. Game 7 Tuesday night is at the Bank Tank as well. So there is all of the sports that is happening tonight. I hope you enjoyed tonight's podcast right here on Facebook Live, as well as on the All Andy Alford Podcast Network. Remember to subscribe to the podcast. If you haven't subscribed, then what are you doing? Hit the subscribe button. We do podcasts for every Walleye post-season game. I want to thank my guest, Wes Carr, for joining us on the podcast tonight. He joins us every Walleye post-game to give his analysis and his thoughts on what has happened on the ice for the Fish, because it's our Fish, our fight. So there is that for you. again, programming note. If the Walleye win on Friday and take the series, we will we'll have a special post-game edition. If they don't win Friday and it is Wheeling to win that game, we will not have a post-game show. We will forego the post-game show. So stick with us on our Twitter account as well as on our Facebook page. I just wanted to give mention to that because possibility of a scheduling conflict on Friday night with yours truly. And so I just want to give that out there as well. So there's that for you. Our thoughts and prayers are with those that were affected by the tornado in Paulding County, as well as all throughout the Midwest area that were hit with the tornadoes. Our thoughts and prayers are with you guys in a speedy recovery when it comes to that as well. So that's going to wrap it up for the special post-game edition of All Andy Elf for tonight. Again, Fish, a huge win tonight, 7-3 over the Wheeling Nailers. Sawchuck, 5-point night, is now a Walleye history for him. 5-point night for the Fish, for the Walleye tonight, for Riley Sawchuck. The Fish, huge win, take a 3-0 series lead against the Wheeling Nailers. So until I talk to you again, this is Andy Elford saying I'm pulling for you. We're all in this together. The game of life. Keep your stick on the ice. And to the teams you root for at home, and to my teams, go Jackets, go Monsters, and especially go Walleye, because it's our Fish, our fight. Let's go Tigers, let's go Guardians, let's go Hens, and let's go Reds. Let's go Falcons. Go BG. And more birdies and less bogeys, because victory is sweetest when you have tasted defeat. Have a great night, everybody. I could be possibly talking to you Friday, but definitely going to be talking to you Saturday if we don't win on Friday. But I'll talk to you guys soon right here on the All Andy Elford Network. I love you. Talk to you guys soon. This has been a presentation of the All Andy Elford Network on the All Andy Elford Network. Whether it been on Apple Music, Google Podcasts, Spotify, Stitcher, Bleaker, however you listen to our show, wherever and whenever you listen to our podcast, thank you for tuning into the show. And always, you can be a part of our show by following us on X at All Andy Elford or on Facebook.com/AllAndyElford as we do our podcast live on Facebook Live. This show has been a presentation of the Spotify Podcast Network.